Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Changes in tax laws January 1st just might influence how your estate could be handled. Who needs estate planning, and is it too late to make changes in plans before the new year? Let's go in depth with Mark Wiskus with the Wiskus Group, Pella. So, Mark, we met a few weeks ago, and you were just really into estate planning. You really enjoy that, don't you?
Yes, I do. I pretty much feel that that's what I enjoy doing, and that's what I consist of my office is doing, is more of the total estate planning for a family and for generational planning.
And what do you mean by estate planning?
A lot of people think that estate planning, you have to be worth $5 or $10 million to do any type of estate planning, but that's not right at all. Anybody that has any type of an estate should do proper planning. It more or less boils down to the proper distribution of your assets. And the whole estate tax exclusion, the estate tax changes pertaining to the end of the year here, that affects the 1 or 2% of the population. But that doesn't matter on the majority of the population, because that's still very important to do, because it is your assets that you still want to be distributed the way you want them to be distributed to your kids or charity.
So when I think about estate planning, the first image that comes to mind is some fellow with a whole lot of money and a bunch of lawyers sitting around, and everybody, you know, there at a will reading or something where everybody's trying to figure out how much they get out of the guy. But that's not the way it is, is it?
Well, that is kind of a stigmatism there a little bit. But you hope you don't get to that point, because if you end up getting to that point, that just means I feel that you haven't done the proper planning to begin with. And we have been very busy with the estate tax exemption before the end of the year by taking a lot of some individuals' assets, and we can gift them to other generations or gift them to the kids or the grandkids. And by doing that, we can avoid mom and dad or grandpa and grandma paying any type of estate taxes, or have been able to leverage, you know, a farm or $5 or $10 million of someone's asset or net worth to the next generation, and not knowing exactly what the estate tax law is going to go to, we've hopefully gotten the horse ahead of the cart by doing this and have gotten our ducks in a row, so that whatever does come down the road, we're able to address it and have done our homework ahead of time.
And we all need to do that.
We all need to do that, because like I said, it doesn't matter if you're worth $100,000 or $100 million. Everybody needs to do the planning for their own personal situation. And we're in a particular situation right now that the way the law is written today, if you have a $5 million net worth, anyone that passes away with a $5 million net worth is not going to pay any estate taxes. Now, for a married couple, you each receive $5 million of a net worth allowance, if you will. That says husband and wife have a $10 million net worth and you both pass away before the end of the year. There's no estate taxes that the kids are going to have to come up with to settle your estate. The way the law is written right now, January 1st, or the end of this year, on January 1st, that exemption, that $5 million exemption per person, is reduced to $1 million. Now, I don't know, just like anybody else doesn't know, what's actually going to happen, but the way the law is written right now, that's what's going to take place. So the reason why we have been very busy addressing this issue is we can take an asset and move it, a $5 million asset, and move it from one generation to the next in anticipation of the law changing back to the $1 million. The advantage of doing that is we've been able to leverage the $5 million exemption today, and we've gotten all the future growth out of grandpa and grandma's or mom and dad's estate by doing that, and hopefully to minimize or avoid the possible estate tax coming down the road when someone does actually pass away with it.
Well, that will make a big difference for some of our farmland, especially with land prices where there it's not that big of a farm with, say, $8,000-$9,000 an acre land to get above that $1 million level, is it?
No, you're right, Bob. It does not take very much land at all to get to that limit. And for the Midwest, that affects pretty much 99% of the farmers today just because of the appreciation that the land has become over the last few years. And you talk about $9,000 or $10,000 an acre. I think you mean to say $15,000 or $16,000 an acre, of course, depending on where you live. So then you also think about, all right, is land prices going to stay the same or not? And that's your own conversation, your own thinking that you have to go through on yourself. But we can't sit by the sidelines and let this happen on its own. It's very important that you address this and talk about it with your advisors and address it if you feel the need to address it or if it should be addressed. And if you don't, well, then it's not because you haven't done the homework to actually do the research. And that has just become so important anymore because obviously we are going to say we pay enough taxes, but if we can do the proper planning and eliminate some of these taxes and still get an asset and keep the asset in the family, such as farm ground, without having to pay an estate tax down the road, that's important to most of the people that I work with.
And you know how to do that.
I do know how to do that. I'm very comfortable in that area. I am part of the team. It's very nice to have a CPA on the team and an attorney on the team, and I feel very comfortable, and I work in the area of estate planning, and I try to keep the team together and understand what you want and just make sure that it gets done.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about estate planning with Mark Wiskus with the Wiskus Group, Pella. So let's just say I'm a guy walks in here and says, I need some estate planning. What's the process? What do you do?
The process would be to sit down at the table and just have a conversation about what's important to you and what do you want to have actually happen with the assets that you have. Do you want it to go to the kids? Do you have any charitable intent that you want to make sure that some charity down the road when you're not here anymore benefits from what you have? We have a huge opportunity in town with our Pella Community Foundation that is underutilized that I think is a missing link for some of the people that we work with that don't understand a lot about that. And we can benefit the kids and give things to the kids. And still, if you have charitable interest in your heart, we can still accomplish both of those things. And everything that we do here has your interest at heart. It's your plan. It's your situation. All I want to do is understand what you want and just help you accomplish it.
Now, with respect to the foundation, now, as you were talking, I was thinking, we can plan, and everybody I know wants to pay their fair share of taxes, but we don't want to pay any more than that. But what you're saying with respect to either the kids, I guess, or the foundation is that if we don't plan right, that money is going to leave our family, it's going to leave town, it's going to go somewhere else.
If we don't plan right, the government has a plan for you. You might or might not like that. But our feeling is, would you rather not control those assets? If the government's going to spend that, wouldn't it be nicer to keep those funds in our local community so that you or your kids could direct to those communities and those charities the proceeds that otherwise would be going to the government to pay for roads and bridges and so forth, that not saying we don't need them, but if we just simply do the proper planning, we can control our own destiny and control our own distribution of the assets that we have.
And is this because the tax laws are so complex and so changing so fast, it's hard for just a regular person to figure them out?
Well, that's 100% right, because this $5 million exemption was only in place in 11 and 12. In 2010, there was zero estate tax, so you could have $100 million and pass away and nobody would pay taxes. So this is hard enough for any of us in this field to keep track of, and we do it on a daily basis. But for the general public, it's a revolving door that is so hard to keep track of. And for even the planning purposes, to stay in touch with that, we try to build it flexible enough so that we're able to adjust or pivot based on what the tax law is going to do, so that we're not locked in or committed to something that we're going to regret 5 or 10 years from now either.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about estate planning with Mark Wiskus with the Wiskus Group, Pella.
What about the person that doesn't have that kind of money, that aren't even close to that kind of money? What kind of financial planning do they need?
It doesn't matter how many zeros you have behind your estate, because everybody needs planning, for the simple fact that if you don't plan, then the state of Iowa is going to determine where your assets go, especially if you don't have a will. But if you can accomplish what your wishes are just by talking about it and get it down on paper, you're going to feel so much better about it personally anyway, and you'll have a direction of where you want your assets to go. And even for the kids, because they're going to feel more comfortable about, well, mom and dad have their ducks in order, and they're going to be okay. One thing I've learned about this area is that everybody has an interest in their heart of some charity, but a lot of people don't understand how to leave it to a charity. And there are very simple ways of addressing that issue, of incorporating charity into your personal estate plan without taking anything away from the kids as well.
So there's ways to do that, ways to figure out how to maximize your return?
Not so much probably ways on how to maximize your return, but how to benefit your kids and charity in the same process.
I guess it's not a return, is it? It's a takeaway.
Takeaway. It's a leverage.
Okay, and you got to figure out how to do it. And it doesn't matter how many resources you have. Maybe if you have fewer resources, maybe you need to be thinking about planning even more.
That would be correct as well, because everybody still wants to usually take care of the same people, their kids, their grandkids, and usually some charity. And the less you have, you still want to accomplish the same thing as somebody that has more. So the planning becomes very much important as well, no matter how much you have.
And, you know, we haven't even talked about the potential social mess you can leave behind with your family.
No, it's sometimes some meetings get pretty interesting when kids find out what they did or didn't get based on what mom and dad did in their planning. But I'm also not saying that mom and dad, if they don't feel comfortable communicating to their kids what they have done, they don't have to do that either. But it does get pretty messy sometimes when people don't properly plan and their will is 10, 15, or 20 years out of date, and so much has happened in the meantime, and it's, oh shoot, I didn't know that that was even in our will anymore. And it becomes a pretty messy tangled to find our way through. So
And if there are any surprises, it's probably best to hit the kids with them before you're gone.
Sometimes, but sometimes the kids don't always get along either then when money becomes an issue with our estate planning. So the sooner we address it with mom and dad, the better it is, and the more clear we can have it spelled out in our documents, whether it's a will or a trust, the more comfortable mom and dad are going to be, and they feel like they've gotten a burden off of their shoulders, because a lot of people know they need to plan, but they don't know how to go about doing it. And that's what we try to help with them with the most.
Well, there's probably some things that influence us more than we would even think about. We might think, well, you know, it's up to mom and dad for them to do what they want, and I'll be fine with whatever they want to do. But then, and mom and dad might think that, but then if you don't talk it through, there might be some resentment that comes that's unanticipated.
Very much that way. Most of the kids, you're 100% right, just say, mom and dad, I'm not expecting anything for an inheritance. Mom and dad are saying, well, I don't want to spend our money because I want to leave it for the kids for an inheritance. So that becomes a little bit of a struggle, battle sometimes, because kids want them to spend it, mom and dad don't want to spend it, would rather leave it behind. But in that process, just by talking about it with mom and dad and confirming it with the kids that, hey, mom and dad are okay? Mom and dad aren't missing any meals. They're doing what they want to do. And mom and dad are feeling that, well, we have our planning done and we have left it to our kids and we're not going to forego anything that we don't want to do. And by having those written in your will or your trust, both parties seem to get along a lot better after the fact as well, too. So,
well, any final advice for our listeners today about estate planning?
Just because the estate tax law is changing doesn't mean that you still should wait to address it. Whether it's now or next year, it still needs to be addressed, because anybody that has an estate, and that's all of us, needs to do some planning and have properly drafted wills or trust to make sure that what you have goes to the people or the charities that you want them to go to.
Thanks to Mark Wiskus for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.